Hello, and welcome to Warrior Family Ministries weekly podcast. Join us as we dive deeper into God's truth and become true warriors who serve outside the walls of the church. Over the next several weeks, we'll be in training to become true warriors in our elite army of God. For more information, visit warriorfamilyministries.org and sign up for our bootcamp study. You can also download notes, podcasts, videos, and more as we train to become the servants that God designed us to be.
Welcome to Warrior Battle Bootcamp. This week, we're going to be delving more into our identity, and we're going to look at the warrior trait that says, I am who you say I am. There's a lot of scripture reference, and so instead of me listing all of them, please be sure to go online to our site and download them so that you can study them at leisure as you're going back over today's lesson. I want to start with two principles that a warrior has to know. The first one is, a warrior knows who lives within him and the authority he walks in by the power given to him through Jesus Christ. And the next one is, a warrior knows his enemy and recognizes him for who he is. Now, as we go into this identity part, I want to define what identity is. Identity, according to the dictionary, is the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. Now, let's talk about ourselves for a minute. How do you define yourself? What words do you use to describe yourself to others? And how do you think others would describe you? And then a little bit more deeper, let's look at, do I see myself as my father sees me? Am I all that I am created to be? You see, the warrior mindset has to be solidified in the answer to those questions. Now, we're going to look at some heart issues too, because if you've been listening to any of this series, you know that I love homework, and you know that I love to make you start thinking a little deeper than surface. And so we're going to look right now at some threshold heart issues that you have to address, because they're foundational. And if we can't put together a solid foundation, then we can't move forward. So here's your threshold heart issues that I need you to this week address, look in scripture, and let's put them to bed. The first one is this: do I really believe that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Next, do I really believe that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world? Do I really believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Do I believe that God doesn't play favorites? Do I really believe that all authority on heaven and earth has been given to Jesus? And do I really believe that he is sovereign, omnipotent, and omniscient? The reason I want to look at these questions from a personal heart stance is because if I don't believe in the comprehensive and total authority of Jesus, then I can't believe in any delegated authority that's been given to me. Jesus can only give to me what he himself has. So we must settle once and for all our belief in the all-inclusive authority of Jesus. Then we can turn our attention to the authority that we carry because of Christ in us. As we look into ourselves and being truly honest with the real me, there's this thing called ego or pride we have to look at in the face. Now, I know we all want to say that we've dealt with it, or we come from a humble heart and a place of love. But you know what? If I'm being completely honest, I don't know about you, but I know that Brenda sometimes struggles with this. There are times when I want to slap someone with the love of Christ. So how do we rid ourselves of ourselves so we can be who he purposed us to be? I know it sounds like I'm throwing a lot of questions out there all at one time, but I am, because we have to start digging deeper so that we can realize the importance of those threshold heart issue questions. Now, let's talk about a warrior and a soldier for a few seconds, because, you know, I need to put this out there too. We've already said what identity means. We've already thrown out the heart issues that we have to come to terms with. And I want to talk about the two types of recruits that are in God's army. One is the soldier and the other is the warrior. Now, let me say this: in his army, he needs both, and one is not lesser than the other. Every Christian is called at least to be a soldier in the army of God. Soldiers are called to counter evil with overcoming goodness that flows from a heart in love with the Father. No matter the situation a Christian soldier is in, they must live from the Holy Spirit, and soldiers bless everyone around them. They are contributors to a positive spiritual atmosphere. Now, let's look what a warrior is. Warriors, on the other hand, play a different role than soldiers. They are a completely different breed. They are on special assignment, charged with specific duties and God-led initiatives against the enemy. Spiritual warriors are the special forces of the kingdom. They go out against the enemy in advance of the main body or soldiers. Out there, they battle and hold ground until the soldiers, who are our reinforcements, arrive to help them. They are out in front of the broader force. Now, we all want to say, that's me, I'm a warrior. One, because it sounds really awesome. Think about it. We loosely use that name for a lot of things. I mean, come on. Warrior Family uses it in its brand name. But just because it's used doesn't mean that's what you are. Again, it doesn't mean you're any lesser because you find out that maybe you're a soldier. Let's talk about those threshold heart questions one at a time and see what Scripture tells us, because that's part of discerning whether you're a warrior or a soldier. Let me go on a side trail here for just a second. I know it's so easy to have others tell us Scripture or their teachings that they have backed up with Scripture and to just run with everything they put out as the gospel. Wake up, soldiers and warriors, because you better recognize that those times need to stop, and they need to stop now. Paul tells us to always check everything in God's Word. Don't just take something someone says as the absolute truth. Research it. Get your Bible out and dust it off. Look at the Scripture reference, but also read it before and after to see what the context it's used in. When I'm even teaching, I want you to even check behind me, even what I share. It's the responsibility of all Christians, soldiers or warriors alike, to do this. So let's do this. Okay. Let's get back to those threshold heart questions. The first one, do I really believe that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Now, this is foundational. This one, you're going to have to decide. Here are just a few places to start you on your journey to answer it. I'm not going to read each of these. Why? Because you need to. But I want you to look at Revelations 19:16 and Deuteronomy 10:17, Psalms 136:3, Daniel 2:47, 1 Timothy 6:15, Revelation 1:5, Matthew 28:18, and Acts 10:36. Do I really believe that greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world? This is a key mindset, folks. We quote this Scripture a lot because when we are in a tight situation, it's the first one that comes to mind. This is the one that you need to meditate on till it becomes heart knowledge, not just head knowledge, and you have to stand on it. Number three, do I really believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Yes. He is. Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Do I believe that God doesn't play favorites? Now, this one I want you to be really completely honest with. I think this is a big one, because if we look at world situations around us and we do what we know we shouldn't do, which is compare ourselves to someone else, then we can fall into the trap. I mean, even in ministry, comparing yourself to somebody else in ministry isn't right, because we're all unique. But this attitude of comparing ourselves and kind of looking at these world situations and thinking that God might have a favorite person, I call this the poor, pitiful attitude. Why did he or she get that promotion? I'm more capable. I wish I could afford that car, that boat, that house, that vacation. You know, we even get snarly with that one, because in our mind, we can even say things like, man, I bet they maxed out their credit card, or their credit is probably payments out the galore. And, you know, why did they do this? They just want to show off, right? Come on. I'm not the only one out here that has thought those things. But as we mature, as we start figuring out who we are and the authority that we walk in, then we know that our God does not play favorites. In Acts, Peter states, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. And in the Amplified, I like what it says, because it says it this way. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. Come on, folks, it's time we realize that truth. He loves us all the same. And it's time we try to comprehend a little bit of the Father's love for us. Number five, do I really believe that all authority on heaven and earth has been given to Jesus? Now, if you answer yes to this one, then you better understand the significance of what you're saying yes to. Because if I believe this wholehearted, according to Luke, Matthew, Paul, and James, just to name a few, tell us that the same has been given to me through Jesus Christ. Not for our authority, but for His authority flowing through us. And as a warrior or soldier, this is a major divine head and heart knowledge that, when used with Holy Spirit wisdom and the mighty name of Jesus Christ, makes His kingdom unstoppable. Number six, do I really believe that He is sovereign, omnipotent, and omniscient? Before you can answer this one, we better understand what these words mean. I got these definitions from study.com, which is a great, you know, online resource if you're looking for meanings of things. So let's look at the first one. Omnipotence means all powerful. This means God can do what He wants. It means He is not subject to any physical limitations like man is. It means that he has the power over the wind, the water, gravity, physics, etc. He is infinite and he is limitless. Omniscient means all-knowing. God is all-knowing in the sense that he is aware of the past, the present, and the future. Nothing takes him by surprise. His knowledge is total and complete. He knows all that there is to know and all that can be known. Omnipresent means all present. This term means that God is capable of being everywhere at the same time. It means his divine presence encompasses the whole universe. There is no location where he does not inhabit. God is distinct from the universe, but inhabits the entirety of it. He's everywhere at once. And then sovereignty. That's one of God's attributes based on him as the creator of heaven and earth, and he has absolute and full authority to do and allow whatever he desires. His absolute right to do all things according to his good pleasure. Now, let's get back to the questions. Do you believe that God is sovereign, omnipotent, omnipresent, and omnipresent? Do you believe in the total package, and is it solidified in your soul and spirit? In other words, do you believe in every characteristic of God our Father? No questions asked. You need to take some time to wrap your head and your heart around these things. When we were stationed in Germany, there was a Kojic pastor that inspired so many people. For me, every time we greeted each other, even in passing, he would say, "God is good all the time." And I would immediately reply, "All the time, God is good." You cannot even grasp what that reference to give thanks to the Lord for he is good and his love endures forever out of Psalms 107 did for me during one of our battalion deployments to Iraq. I stood on that promise every day, every moment, every second, and sometimes every breath. It was all I could keep saying and meditating on. And it was even written on a sticky that was on the corner of my computer. That promise was a reminder that even in the worst of the days for our soldiers and their families, even when facing loss and hurt, the knowledge that my God is good all the time and all the time God is good carried me through. We don't have to know the whys or how comes. We just need to know that all things work to glorify God, period. As a warrior, we know this and we stand in that knowledge, confident, encouraged, and invincible. I want us to declare this week. I am a warrior. I will stand in the full knowledge of who my God is and what he has done, can do, and is doing. I stand in his strength, which flows through me. When I am weak, he is strong. I am a warrior. I know who lives within me and the authority I walk in by the power given to me through Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for joining me today as we continue through our Warrior Battle Boot Camp. Be sure to join us next week as we continue the mission to your identity as a soldier and a warrior.
Are you ready to become part of an elite army? Do you have the passion and commitment it takes to impact your family, community, those in your circle of influence? Are you called to serve outside the walls of the church? Are you ready to get passionate over your love of God, to go to the next level? Then you are ready to join this elite army of chaplains. Warrior Family Chaplains answers the call of those who are in trauma or crisis. They work with our heroes, the men and women who serve and protect us daily, in hospitals, hospice, community centers, schools, and more. Wherever you step, you can be a chaplain. Register today for this amazing training that will equip and endorse you. Be a part of this elite army of chaplains who are changing their community, this nation, and beyond. To find a training or to bring this training to your area, go to WFMChaplains.org now. Don't put off for another day doing what you have been purposed to do. WFMChaplains.org.
Today, our focus is being confident and secure in the knowledge of who you really are. I have a quote from Girlfriends in God. Quote, "Our attitude about our work will determine the success of our work." Scripture tells us that the Proverbs 31 woman literally pounced upon her work with chosen delight. Notice that word, chosen. No job is perfect and no workplace is always wonderful. But we can learn to choose our inner attitude about our work regardless of the outer circumstances of our workplace. No matter what, we are called to keep trying, keep moving, keep inspiring, keep helping, keep believing, keep dreaming, keep hoping, and keep loving. even when that attitude has not been focused on us. In 2 Corinthians 4:2 from the Message, it tells us, "We refuse to wear masks and play games. We don't maneuver and manipulate behind the scenes, and we don't twist God's word to suit ourselves. Rather, we keep everything we do and say out in the open." If we are believers, we must remember that our only boss is God Himself, and our only mirror is His Word. Knowing who we truly are is so important to our success and emotional and physical well-being. Insecurity is a killer, and it convinces us to accept things that people say about us. You must learn how to say, "I do not receive that." In fact, in this great book I read by Dale Mast, the name of the book is "And David Perceived He Was King." Here is this perfect prayer, I think. Quote, "Father, I receive that you have made me in your image and likeness. Reveal my identity to me so that I can walk with you and fulfill my purpose in my generation. Reveal to me, Lord, any thoughts I have about myself which you do not agree with. I receive every good thought that you have about me, and I rejoice in you who so wonderfully created me. I choose to passionately pursue you with all of my heart, in Jesus' holy name." Folks, this is something that we must do day after day. It is not unusual that we can be taken down or momentarily disrupted by things that happen in our families or in our offices. But we cannot be conformed to this world's way of acting and thinking, and then calling it out and saying, "Well, I'm just being myself." That is an absolute lie. It's not showing your true colors. It's showing the world's colors. It's not our spiritual reality. When we pout, is that being truly who we are? I don't think so. You know what I'm talking about. No eye contact with the person who upset you. Everyone near you knows that you're upset. No, that is not the right way to be, and it's not the Christian way to be. It is just an emotional way for our soul to get what it wants, to get attention and an excuse to complain. Our spirit is love. The next time anything like that happens, take the opportunity for your spirit to shine through and show love to the person who upset you. Whatever the actual issue is, it should not be held over you. You have the opportunity to be your best self, the self that the Lord created you to be, who it says in His Word that you are, and you will show that you cannot be held ransom by emotions. When you do this, you will have an aura of confidence and a vibrancy that shows a can-do attitude. You will demonstrate to yourself and to the world that you are a being with grace, being confident and secure in who you are.
Do you have a desire to be the servant leader you were designed to become and serve outside the walls of the church? Hello, I'm Chaplain Kim Kidd, Executive Director of Warrior Family Ministries. Here at Warrior Family Ministries, we train, equip, and endorse men and women to walk out their purpose. Our mission is to impact families with hope. What does hope look like? It's whatever they need to make the family strong, whether that's a physical need, an emotional need, or a spiritual need. Our crisis-trained chaplains are trained to serve. We are called to become an elite army of chaplains who stand ready to answer the call to serve outside the walls of the church, within our communities, on national response teams, or within our nationally growing chaplain centers. Find out today how you can become a part of our growing family of men and women who have answered the call to join this elite force who is impacting the nations. For more information, check out WFMChaplains.org, WarriorFamilyMinistries.org, or call 910-769-2490 today.